USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are continuing to discuss gun control legislation in both the House and Senate. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey is involved in the bipartisan Senate negotiations. Senator Toomey telling Fox News that modern background checks can be done very quickly.
Most firearm purchases do require background checks today. We could expand it to all commercial sales. I think that would make sense.
He also says there should be an emphasis on making schools safer, improving mental health resources, and that states should potentially consider red flag laws to take guns away from dangerous people. It's another daily record for gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular is up to $4.86 a gallon. That's a 25-cent a gallon bump over last week. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Federal Trade Commission is releasing a new report regarding crypto scammers.
Federal regulators say cryptocurrency scammers have stolen more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half. In a report issued Friday, the Federal Trade Commission said more than 40,000 Americans were taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The FTC went on to say crypto-related scams account for about $1 out of every $4 lost to fraud, more than any other payment method. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Apple is unveiling new features for its most popular devices to kick off its annual developers conference on Monday. The tech giant is expected to showcase its newest operating system, iOS 16, which reportedly includes a revamped notification center and lock screen for iPhones. There are also reports of upgrades to the Apple Watch and Apple TV. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
On Monday, an event remembered the 78th anniversary of D-Day at the American Cemetery near Omaha Beach in France. At the event, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says the Russian invasion of Ukraine is undermining the sacrifices made by the Allied forces on D-Day.
Countries cannot attack other countries with their military forces in acts of aggression, unless it's an act of pure self-defense, which you're allowed to do, then, and it's a last resort. But that's not what's happened here in Ukraine.
Many World War II veterans visited France to mark the day that 160,000 Allied troops launched in Normandy in 1944. A federal judge in Oklahoma is ruling against the state's death row prisoners who are suing over the way the state carries out executions. There was opposition to the three drugs used in the death chamber. The inmates argued the first drug was not strong enough and those facing capital punishment could still feel pain. Attorneys plan to appeal, but today's ruling paves the way for the execution of more than two dozen inmates. The Postal Service is marking National Dog Bite Awareness Week by releasing a list of the top 25 cities for dog attacks on the mailman. Cleveland is number one. Houston is number two. More than 5,400 postal employees were attacked by dogs last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.